Spilling Ink is brought to you by Bookbranders, your self-publishing concierge.
Hello, everybody. It is your favorite host, Jason Lavelle from Spilling Ink, the talk show that takes you behind the book to meet the artists and authors in the publishing industry. I am here today at Ace Comic Con Midwest with our guest, Joey Costa. How's it going tonight, Joey?
Good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Joey, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah. So I'm head of an independent production company called Excavation Pictures. We develop original content, original characters, new, really, universes in the comic book industry. So a few years ago, we had this idea to transform Cupid from a cherub into a heart surgeon that can behaviorally transform people through heart surgery. Last year, we launched our graphic novel featuring the art of Glenn Fabry, who did The Preacher, which is now an AMC series. And really, we launched it last year. We're on Comixology and Amazon, and we sold out at New York Comic Con, sold out at Phoenix, and we're having some success here, so really looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Now, do the people have to pay for the heart surgery, too, before they're altered?
So, in Volume 1, I guess I'll give you the pitch.
Yes, give me the pitch.
So, Volume 1, Cupid Under the Gold Knife, is about heart surgeon Dr. Gabriel Cupidian, better known as Dr. Cupid. He's a rock star surgeon, performs surgeries in amphitheaters that physicians come just to see him operate. He has a procedure he has yet to perform on a living person called the Eudemus procedure, which can behaviorally transform someone through heart surgery.
Okay.
So in Volume 1, this gets the attention of the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit, which is an actual unit in the FBI that identifies and prevents mass terror. They recruit Dr. Cupid to behaviorally transform and for the first time perform the Eudemus procedure on the most wanted captured terrorist.
Okay.
So that's Volume 1, and I'll leave it at that, but I don't want to spoil too much.
No, it sounds great. It sounds dark and twisted and cool at the same time, but how did you get started doing this?
So about a decade now, my buddy and I had a lot of ideas we wanted to bring to life, and originally we thought we wanted to do movies, but when we started talking to studios, it seemed like best case scenario, we get a paycheck and we lose all creative control. So we raised money, and you know, it was a little bit at the time, but it allowed us to hire an artist to do the cover art. Then we got some more that we put aside from work because we work full time as well. We put aside and we raised enough to do our own graphic novel, and the artist believed in us. They gave us lower rates, and it was just a really great scenario that we were able to bring this thing to life. And especially Glenn Fabry was willing to work with us, which is really cool.
That's right. And it's beautiful cover art.
Thank you.
I mean, it is very, very nice cover art.
Yeah.
You own the company
that's
creating this, and it's Excavation Pictures.
My co-founder and I, Nick Kostin, who's a screenwriter, NYU Tisch trained, and a Hollywood screenwriter, is my other co-founder. So we started this about 5 years ago.
Now, are you going to take on other artists and authors as well, or is it going to be solely the Cupid series?
Yeah, so right now we're building out the Cupid universe, but that brings us to our next character. This is Lily Skyland, West Point cadet, and also most sought after drone operator in the world. She is gonna be the focus of our next iteration of Cupid, the Cupid universe. We're launching a Kickstarter next month, actually, to bring this to life and allow people to vote on, you know, does Lily Skyland, does she kill or does she let her enemies live?
Okay.
What is she like as a character? So we're really excited to do that, but Lily Skyland ultimately will protect New York from an aerial attack and catch the attention of Cupid, and then that's where she ties back into the universe. But this will be called Citizen Skyland.
Okay, very cool.
Yep.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Here's the black and white too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah.
So you've got all sorts of cool merch that you're selling today. You said you sold out at New York,
yes,
right?
Yes, we sold out in New York's Ace Comic Con. We sold out at Phoenix's Ace Comic Con. And then we're doing pretty well on Amazon and Comixology too.
Okay. So the Comic-Con scene really works for you then?
Yeah, I personally, my co-founder couldn't make it because he's getting married in a few weeks, but we love it because we get to get it out in the wild. We get to talk to people that are true fans. So yes, the Comic-Con from a sales perspective is great, but even more than that, it's just being able to practice our pitch, get feedback from readers, and really get it out there. Because, you know, our story 10 years from now that we make, is, you know, we want it to be an evolution for us from a creative perspective, everything like that. And I really think being here is what allows us to really hone in and get our finger on the pulse of what people want, what they don't like, and kind of learn from that.
Yeah. Well, and when I initially walked by your booth and you flagged me down and gave me your pitch,
I was really impressed.
It was a very well-polished pitch.
Sure, thank you.
Which I like, which is super important if you're going to be doing these conventions.
Yeah.
So just a couple more quick questions for you.
Yeah.
We have a lot of young authors and artists that come on our show, and they're talking about how they have this great idea for a graphic novel or a comic, but it never goes any further than that because they start thinking about all the costs involved and, or where could I even submit this thing, and they give up. You know, they drop it. So what can you tell young artists that are trying to get into this business?
So I kind of think of it very tactically. So to make a graphic novel, you need, I think, four key players. You need someone that's going to kind of be the business savvy, from publishing to contracting to just covering your bases from a business perspective. You need a writer, a really hell of a good writer, that's going to make a banger script that's just awesome, people are engaged, right? And you're going to need an interior artist and a cover artist, right? Those are, like, to me, the kind of power squad you need. And for any up-and-coming artist, I think the scenario varies. Like, if you have a great idea and you're an artist, that's one thing. If you're an artist, don't have a story idea, that's another thing. So there's different scenarios, but running with the first one, an artist that has a great idea that wants to bring it to life, in my mind, if you don't have the finances to get that made, you either have to find people that do and get them bought in on the vision, or you get a team in place and you have them, and that's what I did. You get them bought in on the vision, and it's sweat equity. It's you guys build a company together, you get a piece of it, and you bring it to life as much as you can with those skill sets. So Nick, my co-founder, is a screenwriter. He writes the script, right? I'm the one coming up with the initial concept with him. I'm going through the publishing, contacting the artist. So bringing that team together in the most cost-efficient way, and then the publishing, printing side, there's ways now you can do it fairly cheap. Now, Amazon, there's a company called CreateSpace that was bought by Amazon, but you can do on-demand printing. Those are options, even though I think the artist kind of gets screwed in those scenarios. It's a good way to at least get it out there, get reviews, and then you can print them at a, so for instance, let's say CreateSpace, if they charge you $7 to print, you get into Comic-Con, you scramble up $1,000 to buy a booth, you print out how many you think you'll sell, know you're going to sell 50 of them, and even though it costs you money, you know you're going to get that back. And I think it's important to go into Comic-Cons. Like, I literally write down, I'll show you, before our Comic-Cons, I write down, like, we will sell out of, like,
oh,
I will
this.
Sell out of inventory at Chicago Comic-Con, right? Like, because I think when you put that out there and you believe it, there's something to that too, and that's a big thing for us. I think you have to know you're going to sell it. So it might cost you, but you'll make up the money too.
So you're putting in some money, you're putting in some blood, sweat, and
correct.
Tears.
Yep.
But and lastly, you've got to have that self-affirmation and
correct.
Kind of kick your own ass to get it going.
Exactly.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it's been awesome talking
awesome
to you.
Thank you
for taking the
Thanks
time.
Thanks so much.
Time.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to Spilling Ink.